Tom, what if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. In just a moment, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, as we talk about a very, very important topic for science for humans today. And it's about counting calories and the fact that legislature has been passed that all restaurants with more than 20 stores in their chain are required to now post the caloric content of their meals. But what impact is this really going to have on obesity? And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about a very, very important topic that really needs to be discussed and no one is talking about. I'm going to be joined by Beth Smarzik, who has been very, very helpful to me as I look at vitamin B6 and vitamin B12 toxicity and the illusion that just because they are water soluble, somehow we just urinate them all out, and it's not true. And in fact, there's science out there now looking at this and going, wow, we may have a silent epidemic. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. Before we get started, I have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for the generous title sponsorship they make to this show month in and month out. Right now, you can get six of their top selling products absolutely free because Dr. Jeff believes you should try everything before you buy it. And if you go to superhumanradio.net and click one of the EFX Sports banner ads, enter your information and pay $5 and change for shipping and handling, you'll get a box of goodies. And you will love some of the products. Maybe you won't love all of them. Maybe you'll like just one or two of them. But hey, you didn't have to pay for it. And at least you can make a decision at that point in time. So check them out and show them some love.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. Jeff is a caveman. I'm jealous.
Ha.
I'm jealous. What did you and the family eat this weekend for the holiday, Jeff? Tell everybody.
So look here. I went over to Lucky's, which is kind of our natural grocery store here, and I was going to get some of their grass-fed burgers. They make a nice blue cheese, and they pre-pass them. And I looked in the meat case, and they had tomahawks. Now, if you don't know what a tomahawk is, that is a thick, it's about, man, 6-inch thick ribeye with a big, long bone attached to it, so it looks like a tomahawk. I had to get one, man.
They are, you know what? I had one at a restaurant here in Louisville one day, and it was expensive. It was $150 for this steak. I think a lot of people have probably heard of... now I'm going to forget the name. I just had it. It'll come to me in a second. But, Jeff, anyway, it's a really, really good restaurant in this region. There's several of them. And Jeff Ruby's. And they had a tomahawk. It was $150. We were celebrating. It was so big, it didn't fit on the plate. And it was the big plate. Yeah. The meat hung off the plate. And then there's this bone sticking out that's probably 18 inches long. And I had to keep watching it because as people are walking past the table, I'm worried somebody's going to clip it and take my steak with them. Oh, man. If you haven't had a tomahawk yet, you got to have one. They're amazing, aren't they?
They are. I had trouble fitting it on the grill. It was about 3 pounds, and I couldn't finish it all. It was just way too much for one sitting.
Don't you feel like, remember the beginning of Fred Flintstone when they dropped the brontosaurus ribs on his car and it flips over? It's kind of like that, isn't it? It's funny.
Oh, yeah. I worked that bone, too, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, this is really an interesting topic, and kind of tongue-in-cheek, because I think you and I are going to have very similar opinions of it. But an article was published in the LA Times last week, and the author was Nina Tischols, and it said, counting calories won't reduce obesity, so why are we requiring restaurants to post them? And there's an interesting group of questions here that I want to kind of pull apart, first of all. And I'm just going to read the beginning of the article so that we could kind of set the stage. Calorie counting is now the law of the land. This month, a long-delayed regulation came into effect requiring all food chains with 20 or more locations to list calorie information on their menus. Nutritionists fought to include the rule in the Affordable Care Act as a means of fighting obesity. But as it turns out, the regulation is based on very weak science. And the reason she says that is because there is also a study that was just published this year that found, and this was a study that was commissioned by the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services through the RAND Corporation. And they published a study that basically said, when you inform people of the caloric content of the food that they're eating, they basically eat 38 fewer calories on average, which is equivalent to a couple walnuts. So what are we doing here, making restaurants add this stuff? People don't pay attention to it.
I'll tell you, it's the whole stinking legislative Prop 65, let's waste a bunch of taxpayers' money because we got an idea syndrome. You know, talking to the general public about calories is like me speaking Latin to them. It means absolutely nothing. I mean, they have no clue, number one, what a calorie is. They have no clue of even what to do with those calories. They don't understand macros, you know. Oh, it's 50 grams of protein. Well, what does that mean? You know, is that good, bad? All they know is what they see in the news, fat-free, gluten-free,
right,
dairy-free. That's all they understand, sugar-free. You know, they think when they see those, it's healthy. So that's what I think is just ridiculous about it.
But you know what's even more ridiculous, Dr. J? So
what's that?
And I love, you know me, I love to use automobile analogies, right? Would you take the owner's manual from a 1987 Volvo and expect that all of the fluid and air and tuning requirements of that Volvo would work in your 2017 Cadillac SUV?
Yeah, exactly right.
Right.
But you know, Carl, it goes along with the stupid nutrition facts that they came up with. I mean, this is based on a 2,000 calorie diet.
Yes.
Oh, this is, you know,
this is my point.
2,000%.
This is my point.
Yeah.
Telling people to pay attention to their calories is meaningless unless you know how much energy you're using in a day. So the most important part of the discussion is never had. They just, they pick an arbitrary number, 2,000 calories a day, 25. They have no idea that someone who sits all day long only needs 900 calories a day to be at equilibrium, not lose weight, not gain weight, but they're going 2,000 calories a day. And then on top of that, let's be honest here. Let's all let the cat out of the bag. People fudge. Unless you're a bodybuilder who's trying to make a 16-week cut work for you, these people are estimating, I only had 1,500 calories today. If you really add up what they ate, they had 4,000 calories.
You know, I can't tell you how many times someone will ask me to help them to lose weight. And the first thing I say is, for 1 week, you need to chart everything you eat and give me the approximate sizes of that. How many ounces you think? And what I have come to realize is they have no clue.
Yes.
You know, they'll say, I had a 2-ounce hamburger. Well, where was that hamburger at? Well, it was McDonald's. How'd you get 2 ounces? You know, they again, you know, this is just lack of education. But, you know, what's happening is you are forcing our food prices to go up, because if somebody's got to sit there and calculate and figure and post and change menus, all that's going to do is raise cost. You know, for someone to say that this is going to fight obesity, give me a break. That's the best thing that they could come up with.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree 1,000%. I agree.
You know, again, I think we have to take a step back and, you know, start educating people about, you know, exercise. Calories are important. I think calories are probably the most important thing people need to learn about. Why don't they teach that in school?
Yes.
You know, put it in the biology.
But you cannot have the calorie counting discussion without having the energy expenditure discussion. It's like, okay, let's say you and I were planning a trip, and I said to you, hey, Jeff, let's take a trip. You go, where? I go, I'm not sure yet, but can you estimate the total cost in gasoline? And you'd go to me, yeah, but I got to know where we're going first. I got to know how much gas, how many miles to the gallon, estimate, how long we're going to drive. No, I don't want to tell you where we're going. Can you, you said to me, Carl, how can I estimate how much gas we're going to need if you won't tell me where we're going? So having the discussion about calorie counting is disingenuous without teaching people what caloric expenditure is all about. If you sit at a desk 8 hours a day and then you sit at home and watch the news, you sit and eat breakfast in the morning, you know what? You may not need 2,000 calories a day. You may need 1,200.
Well, and that's exactly right. Let's teach them about the human body. Let's help them determine what is their caloric intake to maintain.
Yes.
You know, but the problem is that, let's face it, you know, people are lazy. You know, they won't eat properly, and they actually hinder their metabolism. You know, and I want people to listen to this. People who don't eat breakfast, they skimp on lunch and then eat a big dinner, you are lowering your metabolism because your body shuts itself down. It doesn't want to burn muscle and fat. It wants to just shut down. So you've got to actually eat to lose weight. So again, you've got to start with something. And I always tell people, I remember back when I first went to California, everybody looked so good, and I got on a kind of a strict diet, and it was the off season. And when I started dieting for my show, I had to go down to about 1,200 or 1,300 calories because I was only taking in about 2,000. It took me about a year to get my metabolism back up, and I had to force myself to eat. So, again, if you don't know where your baseline is, how many calories to maintain your weight, then that calorie count is absolutely worthless to you. You know, you could wing it. You could jump on the scale and say, oh, I'm gaining a pound a day, so I must be eating too much. But, man, that's like you said, you know, trying to calculate the gas and not knowing where you're going.
Right. And the other interesting thing about this, the study that was done by the RAND Corporation. So even when people are given the caloric content of the foods that they eat, they really don't curb their eating. They don't go... Like, because you know why? So one of the tenets of dieting is keeping a food journal. Why? Because you have to calculate how many calories you're eating every single day. See, calorie counting works. But in order to do calorie counting, you have to legitimately count it. Like you do dollars. You don't put a check in your bank account for $10 and act like it's $100 and spend it. Okay? So you have to say, okay, I've gone to a place and I've had a calorimeter, and I know that my resting energy requirement is 2,000 calories plus all the exercise I do, 2,500, 2,600 calories a day. If I want to lose weight, I got to eat under 26 by 300 to 400 calories. So I got to eat 2,200 calories. This math has to be done thoroughly. And then you can't just go, oh yeah, I'm reading the calories on the menu. I'm not recording them. I'm not adding them. I'm not doing anything. I'm just reading them. That's stupid. This is stupid science here that they think that by telling, because look, there's a warning on the side of a pack of cigarettes. People still start smoking.
I know. And, you know, the other thing I was thinking about, especially at restaurants, they don't weigh out their food. Yeah. It's all eyeballed. So, you know, is a small baked potato versus when you and I went to Ribbon Chops and the baked potatoes are like the size of a grapefruit? They just count that as a baked potato.
Right.
Well, what do they use? A big one, small one? You know, they don't add the dressing on there. So, again, unless you really, if you really want to get into this, then you have to actually weigh your food out. You need to know what you're starting. You know, when you get good enough, like a bodybuilder, you know, we've come to be able to eyeball a chicken breast.
Because after you eat 10,000 of them in 16 weeks, you pretty much know exactly what they weigh by looking at them.
But you know, you're not going to fret over it being, you know, 8 ounces or 7 ounces or 9 ounces. Again, you know, it's close enough. But again, if you don't understand that, what are you going to do, carry a scale around with you all day long? I mean, what do people do? You know, I mean, it is really difficult. And I think this is why people jump on all these fad diets, because they want somebody to tell them exactly what I need to eat to lose weight, you know, because they have no clue on how to actually do it.
So the mainstream also is still stuck in something stupid. And I remember the first time I heard it almost 20 years ago, I thought it was stupid. And I thought that is not logical. And that is that if you create a caloric deficit of 3,600 calories, you will lose a pound of fat. And that's just not true, because people don't lose exclusively fat when they diet.
Right.
And so
you lose. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, there is math here. The problem with weight loss, calorie content, and energy expenditure, and that's the triad you have to pay attention. You can't pay attention to one. You got to pay attention to all of them. The problem with it is that people want something so simple that they don't have to think. And the good news is it's not that hard. And once you figure it out once, week in and week out, it's easy to duplicate. But you got to sit down and figure it out. 3,600 calorie deficit does not guarantee a pound fat loss. I'm sorry. And anybody who promotes that, I don't care if it's in science, that's just idiotic. And you're pandering to stupid people then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of something we used to say in the old days. And, you know, when people ask me about it, I go, you know, I mean, that's like, how much water do I need to drink? Okay, this is just an approximate equation, you know, but it's a pound. You would lose, you'll lose muscle, you'll lose water. So again, it is no longer relevant to today's technology. But at the end of the day, you know, these groups, they get all this government money. Now, this was a 10-year ago or 15-year ago thing. This is probably how long they've been working on this, Carl. They probably got $10 million to do this study and then to someone review it, and, you know, they milk it so they keep getting the money. Now they publish it, and, geez, that, they should have published that 15 or 20 years ago. It's the same way when they're building roads, I found out, is they will get money for a plan, but it'll take them 15 or 20 years to actually get it approved, and then they've got to go through with it. If you ever notice why they dig something up, and then 2 weeks later they're digging it up again, because if they don't spend that money, they lose it. So even though they know that they're going to have to redig it up again because that was a 15 or 20-year ago plan, they still do it.
Right.
And
right.
The government is the same way. You know, when they get this grant money, you know, they continue on even though it's outdated.
I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to pick apart something else that was written in the article about the boomerang effect. That the article asserts that researchers find that when people lose weight, they put on more. And I want to talk about why that is, because those of us in the strength and conditioning community, we know why it is already. But for some reason, the mainstream hasn't figured it out yet. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. As we cut holes in mainstream diet and nutrition information, you know, my good friend Joel Green, who he's actually been on Dr. Oz, been on the show numerous times, and I talked over the weekend, and he told me that he started doing these seminars about nutrition all over Los Angeles for elderly people. And he said, Carl, he goes, the stuff that we forgot, these people haven't even heard yet. It's amazing how far behind the mainstream is. And this is an example of it, Dr. J. I'm going to read something.
Yeah.
Since the early 1900s, medical research has shown that people who lose weight on calorie-restricted diets in the short term, in most cases, quickly gain it back. Reviewing hundreds of papers on diet published already since by 1959, two researchers concluded in the AMA Archives of Internal Medicine, most obese people will not stay in treatment for obesity. Of those who stay in treatment, most will not lose weight. And of those who do lose weight, most will regain it. And then the article goes on to cite it as when you diet, your metabolism slows down, as Dr. J pointed out in the first three sentences of this discussion. And for some reason, it doesn't bounce right back. What the mainstream scientists fail to realize is metabolism starts with an M and muscle starts with an M. And I have been saying on this show since the first episodes, muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today. Because when you lose weight, those 3,600 calories are not a pound of fat. Some portion of it is muscle. And as you lose muscle, your requirement for calories reduces. So after you lose your 50 pounds that you're so excited about, and 25 pounds of it was muscle, you can't eat the way you used to eat because you're going to gain even more fat because you have less cylinders in your engine burning gas.
Yeah, amen. You know, and I don't know. I think sometimes it shows you mainstream, I don't know what you call that, mainstream science. They're stupid. You know, and we can see it in our industry, so that makes me wonder, do they really know when they're talking about drugs or other stuff? Probably not. They just talk out their backside.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Doctors, by and large, place no value on muscle other than its ability to allow you to ambulate, to move, to work. They don't realize that muscle is an organ. It produces hormones. They don't understand that muscle is your metabolism. It is. Because if you're carrying 200 pounds of solid muscle on your carcass, you can eat a lot more and not get fat. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that that is where your metabolism is. It's muscle. And if they understand that, they should be promoting their patients not just to lose weight, but to gain muscle so that they don't rebound after they reach their point of satisfaction with their body.
Well, and that is really the key, is there's two parts to losing fat. Part one is the action. Part two, now what? What is the maintenance program? You don't just go on a diet. But again, this is what we hear in the commercials. Go on Jenny Craig, lose 50 pounds. You do it for 2 months, you lose your 50 pounds, and then you go off Jenny Craig and you gain it back. And the next year, you do it all over again. You know, it's about changing your lifestyle. I mean, you know, we always talk about cars. We spend so much money getting the oil change, washing, waxing. Oh, gosh, rust, let me get that fixed. And then we just throw our body to the wind. You know, quit being lazy. Get off the couch. Exercise. If you want to die early, then don't listen. But if you want to expand your life, you know, you got to make some changes here. And you got to listen to people that know what they're talking about. You know, isn't it funny? You go into a doctor and they're overweight and they're the ones that are going to tell you how to lose weight.
Dude, I said about 4 or 5 years ago in a mem, I want to know what drugs my doctor's on. Because if he's on a bunch of drugs, I don't want to go to him. I want to know it. I want to work with a doctor who's healthy, not one that's managing his own illnesses. And so he's going to do the same thing with me.
I know. I several years ago, I had just my routine exam, and they wanted to do, check the heart, do the treadmill and all that. And I get in there, and here's this doctor. He's probably younger than me, overweight, asked me to take my shirt off as I'm, you know, getting all stickered up with all the the wires. And he goes,
"Wow."
He's looking at my chart. He goes, "You don't take any medications, huh?" I go, "No." "Well, what medications are you taking?" I go, "Nothing." "No, you know what I'm talking about. What are you taking?" I go, "What do you mean, what am I taking?"
Oh, he meant anabolics?
"You can't look like that. What are you taking?" And after about three times, I go, are you asking me if I take steroids? Dude, are you an idiot? You know, I'm 50 years old. I mean, you want the secret? Well, I'm going to write you a bill if I'm going to sit here and explain to you how to do this.
Yeah, meet me at the gym this afternoon after a long day of work, and I'll show you what a workout and cardio looks like. that's the drug right there. There you go.
That is.
It's sad. I have a good friend that's a doctor. I saw him at the gym this morning, and he looks worse than I've ever seen him. He's bloated. His eyes are bloodshot. And I walked up to him, and I'm going to withhold his name because I really like the guy.
Yeah.
I said, dude, man, what are you doing? He looked at me, goes, what? I go, when are you going to start taking care of your health? He goes to me, oh, I am. I'm getting ready to do a 30-day cleanse. I said, let's say his name is John. I said, John, yeah. It's not a 30-day cleanse. It's a 30-year way of life. It's not something – I said the 30-day cleanse could be your on-ramp. But, dude, you got to start loving the good stuff as much as you love the bad stuff.
Yeah. And, folks, exercise is addicting. I can guarantee that there is nothing that feels better than when you get done. And if you like to eat like I like to eat, then there's a reason to exercise. I saw a guy real quick that I hadn't seen for a while, and he was competing in physique. And I said, man, are you still competing? And he didn't look like he was, but I was just polite. And he said, no, not anymore. He goes, you know, I tried it. It wasn't for me. He goes, I exercise. I do cardio now so that I can go have a cheeseburger when I want to and not worry about it. And I'm like, there you go. That's the attitude.
There you go.
You know, he didn't say eat a cheeseburger every day. He said, when I feel like it, you know.
It's about a lifestyle. It really is. And some people don't get that. All right, man. It's been great.
Yep.
There's been a good discussion. And you know what? I hope there's some physicians listening and start including muscle and caloric expenditure in their discussion with their patients. Talk to you next week, brother.
Take care.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive. We're going to scratch the surface on something that over the next few months we're going to be diving very deep into, and that is vitamin B toxicity. Stay tuned.
Ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way.
Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I wrote a blog recently, and I got a lot of interaction. A lot of people emailed me, messaged me on Facebook, shared stories with me, and then it dawned on me. There's a big problem out there, and no one's putting two and two together. When you start digging around, you don't find a lot of people who are aware of this. My guest today is Beth Smarzik, and when I first met her, she every like 10th sentence she said, "Now you know I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist." And I was like, "Yes, I know." And because she felt the need to preface everything she was saying with that, because the information that she was giving me makes one go, well, why don't doctors know? Why aren't doctors talking? Why aren't scientists making a bigger noise about this? And I'm sure that she's been faced with people, as I have over my 13 years of doing this show, going, well, what are your credentials? How do you know? And, you know, this, and they want to challenge you. And the reality is that thanks to the internet and PubMed, and other depositories like Science Hub and so on, the average person has access to all the same information that scientists and doctors do. In fact, I have a good friend named Dwayne O'Shields that was a friend of mine many, many, many years ago. He used to love to have a saying. He'd say, the only difference between you and a doctor are the books he's read. So if you read those books, you can know just as much as the doctor. Now, you may not have a certificate from the university, but you can still be endowed with the knowledge. And as a result of that, there's a new phenomenon happening in our world today. There are people out there who aren't necessarily clinical scientists. They're not educated in the sciences, but they have critical thinking skills. They have a good access to a good medical dictionary of terms, and they throw themselves into reading research and forcing themselves to understand it, and then extrapolate and connect dots and go, huh, this is interesting. And it's happening in all areas today of diseases of modernity. It's happening in fibromyalgia. It's happening all over. And quite frankly, Beth Smarzik is one of those people. How you doing, Beth?
I'm very good, Carl, and I'm happy to be on your show today.
Yes, yes. So before we start talking about this topic, where did your journey start? When did you start looking at B6 specifically as a possible toxic actor in your diet?
About 2014. I was getting sick from food, and I knew that. I, like everybody else, hopped on the gluten-free bandwagon. And then as I got healthier and healthier, as I went paleo AIP, I got sicker and sicker.
Now, when you say sicker and sicker, describe some of your symptoms for the audience, because I think people, when they hear some of these symptoms, they may go, oh, wait a minute, that I have that.
Be prepared. I have it in front of me.
Okay.
Chest pain and tightness, shortness of breath, blood pressure drops, dizziness, heart racing as well as dropping into the 40s and staying in the 40s, vertigo, anxiety, vision focus problems, extremely dry eyes, headaches, fatigue, brain fog, loss of consciousness, reflux, bulging of veins, flushing, unable to tolerate new medications, difficulty falling asleep and easy arousal, swelling of the ears, ringing of the ears, very weak muscles, chronic inflammation, waves of weakness, constant urination, extreme thirst, inflamed stomach muscles, difficulty regulating body temperature, regularly busting small blood vessels in the hands, sore breast muscles and around the rib cage, spastic colon, which is now called IBS, swelling ankles, huge gut swelling after a meal, constant pulling of back muscles, sore and inflamed hips, constant hunger, extreme pain while swallowing, occasionally more dental issues because of dry mouth, exercise intolerance, extreme sweating during first minutes of workout. Okay.
And I would throw into that if you spontaneously start to snore like a train. No, because the vagus nerve is clearly affected in this condition.
Correct.
And that's where the heart rhythm, gastric emptying, but also the collapse of the soft tissue at the roof of the mouth that causes obstruction when you sleep. That loses its tone. But okay. Yes. So,
and those were mine symptoms, but there's a lot of people who, of course, have the pins, the needles.
Yes.
The pain, the stocking glove effect on their
and face. So my audience knows that I've been worried that I have the same neurological disorder that took my sister's life. She was misdiagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and really the treatment for PD is what killed her. But my father used to complain about neuropathy in his feet and his hands. He felt like he was wearing gloves. I feel that way now. I have it up to my knees. And quite frankly, it got so bad that I started to notice a slight spasticity to my legs. You know, I'm a very active, hard training. I would consider myself a 60-year-old athlete because I train very hard. So I notice minute changes in my response times and so on. And I started to notice that my legs felt like they were stuck in sand. I couldn't, they were heavy. They didn't want to move. And it was the worst ever. One day when I didn't sleep well the night before, so I took 2 5-hour energies in one day. Yes. The next day, the numbness in my legs went all the way up to my thighs. My hands were numb. My face was numb. I felt horrible. I felt weak. I couldn't move. I thought to myself, oh, my God. And that's when it dawned on me. That was the moment. I actually talked about on the air. Yeah, I had to tell you. I posted on Facebook, does 2 5-hour energies equals 10 hours of energy? You know, because the next day I literally felt like, oh, my God, if this gets worse, I'm in trouble. And then I didn't have any 5-hour energies for a couple of days, and it got better.
Right.
And that's when it started to, that's when this whole, I started going down this rabbit hole about B6, and that's how I found you. So now,
yes.
Tingling,
yeah.
Paresthesia, neuropathy, radiculopathy, hyperalgesia in the face and the legs and the hands, but it can be other places. I was starting to feel it in the upper back.
Yes. Okay. What we have figured out with our members is that once you've got to the point where you're toxic and you have the original symptoms, once you remove the B6 supplement, anything that is fortified by B6 and go on an RDA B6 diet with the water that we recommend with the added sodium and potassium, then what we figure out is that the symptoms start, your original symptoms heal up, but now they start moving, okay? So it would be in your back, would be in your legs, but now your legs start healing, and now you have the neuropathy, the pins and needles in your back. Now you have the jumping muscles is what sometimes we call it in your legs. So it's a B6 toxicity itself is not you heal one thing and you're done. It's something that takes a good year to heal.
And I want to point something out. This is actually true of most disorders of modernity today. Okay.
Right.
And because most disorders of modernity are from environment, lifestyle, or from nutrition. And when what I've learned over the past 20 years is that one of the ways, so if I use a supplement and it makes things worse, I love that. Elisa goes, how can you love it? Because I'm on the right path. I'm just going in the wrong direction. And so what you have to understand about all of these disorders is they always get worse before they get better. And that's because when you remove the nutritional antagonist, the body doesn't just respond right back and go, oh, there's this missing thing that the body actually built into part of its homeostasis. It like expects that. So when you remove it, your symptoms can actually get worse. If you remove something from your diet and your symptoms get immediately worse, rejoice because you are on the right path. Because anytime you do something and it makes it better or worse, you're on the right path.
And we didn't know this in the beginning of the Healing B6 Toxicity Facebook group, okay? We just 2 years ago, 2015 is when I started marketing for members. We didn't know this. Luckily, we had one original member that had removed B6 six different times, and each time she felt horrible after she removed it.
Sure.
She got worse,
sure.
Okay? So as we're looking for answers, as we're looking for and coming up with how are we going to heal B6 toxicity when we don't understand it, the group itself became the answers. We figured out what was going on because the members have the shared experiences.
Now, I want to talk about vitamin B6 and B vitamins in general for a moment because we have to set a stage here. Because even my good friend, Dr. George Touliatos in Greece, when I posted recently that we're going to start to do some deep dives on B toxicity, he shot back, you know, B is water soluble. You just pee it out. And while this may be the excretory process for B, if you're not drinking water, if you're not active, if you're using things that improve diuresis like alcohol and caffeine, and on top of that, you're eating foods fortified with B6, taking energy drinks, which all have ridiculous amounts of B6 in them, supplementing with a B vitamin. You are accumulating, not pissing it out every single day. You can't pee it out if you don't pee.
Right, right. Okay. That's it. That's the bottom line. Dehydration, too much incoming B6 coupled with dehydration, knowing that 70 to 80% of it's stored in the muscles and you have it going into nerves. You have a neurotoxin heading towards your nerves.
Now, I want to also mention a couple things. There's someone in your group, a nice woman, I'm sure, well-meaning, but she challenged me with, what are your credentials? How can you say that neuropathy is reversible? Well, I just want to throw something in here. We will do a show specifically about this. But neuropathy has been reversible for a long time through using light therapy, using peptides, using specific forms of diet, and using supplements that increase nitric oxide. But before we talk about reversing neuropathy, we have to understand what type of neuropathic issue it is. Is it demyelination? Is it stripping away of the fat that protects the nerves? Or is it hyperalgesia? Is it something that is in contact with the nerve that is causing such great irritation that the nerve eventually starts to peter out and you get numbness? These are very different, but they seem the same to the average person.
Yeah. Right. But now focused on small fiber versus the large fiber. Okay?
Let's talk about that.
Yes. Okay. Small fiber is what we have figured out with the B6 toxicity group is that we have what is called small fiber polyneuropathy. Dr. Ann Oaklander is the leader in Boston, Massachusetts, and her website is Neuropathy Commons. Dr. Ann Oaklander lets us know what small fiber polyneuropathy is. It's basically It's basically attacking of the small fiber nerves within the peripheral nervous system. Now, okay, we have large fiber nerves. That's where all the research is at. Small fiber nerves has very little research. The diabetes, the cancer treatment, so all of that is going to have the neuropathy associated with small fiber polyneuropathy. Small fiber polyneuropathy is, according to Dr. Ann Oaklander, is an epidemic. She estimates 400 million cases out there. She's got two very good videos. Just Google Dr. Ann Oaklander and YouTube, and the two videos that she has will describe the symptoms of small fiber polyneuropathy. What we have figured out with her research is that B6 toxicity is small fiber polyneuropathy.
Bingo.
Small fiber polyneuropathy is attacking of the sensory nerves, the motor nerves, and the autonomic nerves. Everything that was autonomic, everything that's automatic is no longer automatic. The motor nerves you experienced, your legs are like glue. They can't move. They're tree trunks. And then, of course, the sensory you experience too. So small fiber polyneuropathy is B6 toxicity is small fiber polyneuropathy.
And understand this. The attitude about B6 safety is unwarranted.
Yeah.
It's not safe.
No.
The reality is that B6 is ubiquitous in just about every food we eat, whether it be plant, fruit, meat. I mean, it doesn't matter. Nuts. We get B6 everywhere, but it's in small amounts, which from an evolutionary perspective says that we didn't need a lot of it, and it was always available, so we didn't have to supplement with it. And that's true today. Unfortunately, prepared foods, processed foods, you know, they add B vitamins to everything today because, oh, you know, with B vitamins, because there's this attitude that, oh, they can't hurt you, they're water soluble. That's supposed to imply they don't accumulate. That's a lie. They do accumulate.
Right.
They do. So I know I'm repeating myself, but this is something that no matter who I say it to, they go, yeah, but they're water soluble. And I'm saying, no, you don't understand. It doesn't matter that you can solve them in water, that they will dissolve in water. If you're not urinating enough, they will just be stored and stay there.
Right, right, correct. That is what our research has come to. Okay. And this is the conclusion based, on the group, what is happening in our group. So 2,000 members with a good 5% reporting in on a regular basis. This is our conclusion based on what is happening in our group.
Now let's talk about your group because you did something fantastic and then I want to take a break. You used social media in a bottom up fashion. You got all these people together and you had them share their habits and their symptoms. And then you went out to see if there was any research that tied that to B6 toxicity, didn't you?
We went out. So it was a group effort. We all went out looking for the research, looking for articles. We posted, we did polls in the beginning. We were trying to figure out what was happening to us. So the group created basically the symptoms, we created what was happening to us, and then on top of that, we took some basic information that I already had, which was the water, the salt, the potassium, and lowering to a low B6 diet. We took that basic information, and we created the cure for us. As we got members through their toxicity and on to their lives, we knew we were on to something. And we've been tweaking it ever since.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about if someone is suffering from mysterious neurological disorders, ringing in the ear, buzzing. It also can feel like buzzing, like someone is strumming a guitar string the length of your leg. You feel it from the top of the leg down into the foot and bzz, bzz. These types of things, if you are suffering from these types of mysterious neurological, obviously neurological issues, you need to look at your B6 consumption and make sure that you're not using lots of synthetic B6s that are used to fortify foods. And no one should use a 5-Hour Energy. It has 2,000%. It has almost half what is known as the top upper limit of toxicity that humans should consume in one single shot. You take that plus your vitamins, plus your B-fortified foods, plus the naturally occurring B vitamins in foods, and every single day, you're probably close to that 100 milligram threshold. Every single day, and you're only urinating out 10 to 15 milligrams. And over time, it's accumulating, and you are starting to feel it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Beth Smarzik, and she will have a website up And she will be back on the show, trust me. We're going to do some deep dives into specific areas of research. I also want to mention that. Go ahead, Beth.
I'd love to go back to doctors. We were talking about doctors for a little bit and why doctors aren't figuring this out. One of the things I'd like to point out is you saw the list of symptoms that I had, okay? And when you walk into your general practitioner and you go in with that list of symptoms, they go, you're a hypochondriac.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And they send you off and they solve the problem for the most immediate problem.
Yeah. Antidepressants, anxiolytics, pain relievers. You know, yes, exactly.
Right. Send you off to, mine was that my heart hurt all the time. Send me off to cardiologist comes back with nothing. Okay. So I would not go on antidepressants. I would not go on anxiety. I just refused to go that path because I knew food was making me sick. And it's not the doctor's fault. It's because the doctors are basically, they got 15 minutes with you. That's all they have. They have 15 minutes with you. They want to check the box. And they move on to the next person. You as a person, like you yourself, you have got to be your own health advocate now.
Right.
You've got to get online. You've got to figure out what you're doing. You've got to figure out what you're putting into your body to see what's happening to you. Okay.
So this is a good segue. So since I've become conscious of my B6 intake, which was probably about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I started to really feel that eliminating B6, but also finding ways to deplete B6 faster. I'm sleeping better. I just said it at the beginning of today's show. My training is doing better. I'm in the gym crushing it again. I feel good. You know, I used to walk around with this general feeling of malaise, like something was wrong. Right. I just couldn't put my finger on it. I just don't feel myself. And I thought, well, I'm going to be 60 in June. Maybe this is aging. And I couldn't take it. No, that can't be it. I felt so good last year. I felt even better the year before. You know, and this B6, the problem with people today is by the time symptoms show up in any condition, including this one, you've already been going down the wrong path for 5, 6, 7 years. And
Correct. You
expect it to reverse in a week, and it doesn't. And that's why you go to the doctor who gives you the drugs that just make you not feel it, but you're still broken.
Right, right. Let the body heal itself. Absolutely. Okay. The drugs itself is... when is only medically necessary is what we say in our group. But B6 itself, we specifically say, why are you taking all of these extra vitamins? What you should be looking at is get your vitamins from your food.
Yes.
And only medically necessary vitamins and minerals.
Well, and they're also different. I want to mention something else. They're also different. Okay. If you're getting blood-bound B vitamins from a piece of beef, your body handles it very differently than pyridoxine hydrochloride in a shot.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Or in a pill. Okay.
Yes.
So we still have members who are toxic from just a paleo diet. That, you know, we still have a good probably 10% of the members that have found us, and they've never had fortified oatmeal. They never took
I want to talk about them, but not now, because because there is some evidence that people who suffer from certain forms of small intestinal bacterial overgrowth actually start to produce some of these B vitamins themselves. Now, Joel Green, my good friend, said impossible. However,
I have a good friend who adopted
a child from China, and she had been on formula for 4 years. Yeah. That's all. And the formula was not B12 fortified. I'm talking about B12 here, but just stay with me. And she had dangerously high levels of B12, and they couldn't figure it out. And they changed the formula, and it did. And so I have another fella who emailed me and when he heard me talking about this and said that people who suffer from different types of SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, can start to produce some very toxic levels of some B vitamins on their own. So there might be more to it. I don't know. I don't know.
We have the research on that. Okay, so the research on that, when you go look at the review of the experts, and the expert, one of my experts is Coburn. When you go look at the review, he said, yes, that is produced in the colon, but it's such a meniscal, a minor amount that it does not affect us.
Okay.
So, yeah, yes, I agree. You are right. You found that, absolutely, that research is out there, but it's minor. Okay. It does not affect us. It does not play.
Okay. So from an evolutionary perspective, could there be some of us? So this would have actually been an evolutionary gift, folks. Could there be some of us who are better at B6 sparing than others? Some excrete it. Some malabsorbers don't absorb as much. Maybe there's some of us who absorb it fantastically and we don't excrete it easily.
It's that dehydrating event. Okay. The bottom line is that we have member after member after member who got sick after a dehydrating event. So let me explain a dehydrating event, okay? It is, let's tie one out on with alcohol. It's an antibiotic. It is it is a steroid. It is a cold. It's the flu. It's being out doing a marathon with not enough.
Interesting.
Okay, it's your dehydrating event. That's the bottom line. That separates us from everybody else. Okay.
Holy mackerel. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing that you put that together. And, you know, that would be so easy to miss because no one would ever think that that would be it.
How many people are in the hospital after dehydration and end up with severe muscle problems, severe autonomic problems?
Polyneuropathy. They end up with polyneuropathy. In fact, dehydration, a lot of people who suffer from severe dehydration because they're stranded and stuff like that, they end up with lifelong neuromuscular issues, and they treat them with gabapentin. Which is a horrible drug that has a myriad of side effects because basically what it does is it just makes you not feel the problem anymore. The problem is still there. It's like pulling the battery out of the smoke detector and sitting back down to watch television while the house burns down.
Okay, no. Yes. But you've got to treat the dehydration. You've got to drink the water, 3 to 4 liters of water a day. Wet those 3 or 4 liters of water today, put in 1/8 teaspoon of salt in 2 of those liters. You've got to couple that with potassium, and by potassium, we want natural potassium. Coconut water, 1/2 to 1 liter of coconut water, okay? You can do orange juice also, but with each of those, you have to consider that they have 5% to 10% B6 in there and an 8 ounces, so you have to consider that too, okay? Mm-hmm. So that is, you have to battle the dehydration. Once you battle the dehydration, once you get off your supplements and battle the dehydration, the high levels of vitamin B6 that are in your blood goes down within about 2 to 3 weeks. That doesn't mean you're cured, though. That just means you've got the high levels of B6 out of your
blood. Right, because the only real, in my humble opinion, I want to ask you this.
Okay.
So I don't think looking at blood is accurate. I think we need to do muscle punch biopsies to see what's in people's muscles.
I wish we can. I agree with you. Okay, we need to see what's in the muscles, and there is, of course, the research shows the muscle punch biopsies shows that. But will our insurance pay for it? We have to create the need for that muscle punch biopsy before the insurance to pay for it. Okay, and that's what we're doing right now. That's why I'm here with you. We're creating the awareness.
One of the things I want to add to the possible depletion benefit, approach.
Okay.
So my audience, we're big on intermittent fasting, and many of us train fasted. So it's not a big deal for us to go without food for 16 hours and go do an arduous routine. We're already doing that. Mm-hmm. B6 is metabolized in the exchange of turning glucose into muscle glycogen and as well as amino acids into muscle glycogen. And so if you train low, which is training fasted, you know, no food intake, so your blood sugar is going to be very low, and you train hard, then you will deplete more B6 than if you did not do that, because the B6 will be required to a greater degree to keep muscle glycogen in the muscles as you push them further and further with such low blood sugar. Weigh in.
Beautiful.
On that.
Absolutely. You got it. You nailed it. Okay. So the B6 within the muscles itself, exercise releases B6. Absolutely. Okay. The overnight fasting is also the other way to relieve B6 from the muscles. Those are the only two ways to get it out.
Interesting.
Okay. So we have had members who have done the fast and have healed faster than others. But on our website, on B6, the Facebook group, we're afraid to put the word fast out there because we had too many 20-something members who would fast for 5 days.
Okay? Well, the other thing is that a lot of people who are suffering from disorders may also be somewhat insulin resistant. And just jumping into a fast if you're insulin resistant isn't a wise thing. And you can now have a new problem that you're chasing that precedes the B6 toxicity that you're trying to rid yourself with. So that's something that you have to do slowly and you have to do research into fasting and training fasted, in my humble opinion.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're just the fasting itself. I'm going to be putting it within the pin post. The pin post is basically on my on the B6 toxicity group, and it's the healing B6 toxicity group spells out what I've been talking about. So if you go to the pin post, read it and the comments, you have an idea of how to start on on healing B6 toxicity.
So what about sweat, Beth? What about sweating? Does B6 come out in sweat?
No, it does not.
Damn.
Okay, we've got
Yeah.
Okay, no, it's just there is urine and a little bit in the feces, and that's it. Okay,
the rest of it has to be metabolized through activity and or urinated out by drinking copious amounts of water.
Well, and that's just it. This is a little bit too much for the 5,000 level view, but when we take in our B6, it doesn't stay as B6.
Right.
It has six different ways that it's metabolized, and then finally it is urinated out in a different form. So this is, it's too much information for right now, but we'll get into that later.
One other thing I want to ask you about.
Sure.
So I'm a huge proponent of planned phlebotomy. Donating blood every 3 months or even twice a year creates new stem cells to be released from bone marrow. It rids the body. You know, people talk about detoxing. Very, very harsh on people who promote detox diets, detox drinks, because it's all nonsense.
Thank you.
Because the toxins that are trapped in your body are trapped in fat cells. And the illusion that drinking lemon water or taking this pill 3 times a day is somehow going to be like a dog whistle and call all the toxins out of the fat cells into the bloodstream and out into feces and urine is a lie and just a way of taking people's money that are unwitting. Because the reality is
100%.
If you could drink something that would cause all the toxins in your body to be released, you'd be taken to the hospital with toxic shock syndrome, because over the decades, you've accumulated enough toxins in your fat cells that would, if they all released at the same time, they'd probably kill you. So my humble opinion is if you want to detox, stay lean, have plenty of fat in your diet so the toxins have a place to ride out on the poop train, and donate blood regularly. So, could you imagine if your car is 10 years old and you never change the oil with the oil? So by donating blood, you're basically changing your oil every so often.
And I don't know if that works, but I mean, if you believe in it and if you want your members, that's great. Go in that direction. Now, we are actually giving, when we go and check our B6 numbers, because we ask our members to check their B6, their potassium and sodium once a month. So we are actually, in essence, giving not a pint of blood, but we are getting our numbers checked, our blood numbers checked on a regular basis so that we know that we're not going down to a deficiency.
Okay? So is there any correlation between pre and post menopause and B6 accumulation in women?
Well, one of the things that we have all these wonderful new diseases that have happened in the past 20 to 30 years, And if you look closely, you'll see that these diseases are happening to women who are of childbearing ages. Okay? So what happens when a woman is looking to get pregnant? The first thing the doctor puts her on is a prenatal vitamin. She stays on a prenatal vitamin during pregnancy, during breastfeeding, and then she has two or three kids. Okay? So now we have a prenatal vitamin with the vitamin B6. Now, I'm not saying don't take vitamin B6 when you're pregnant. No, we need vitamin B6 when we're pregnant. I'm just saying be cognitive of it. Make sure you understand what's happening here. Okay? So you got that prenatal vitamin that we're taking. It's accumulating in our blood. We're not exercising because we're too fat because we're pregnant. And because we're pregnant, and now we're getting the accumulation. And if we have a dehydrating event, now we have the accumulation.
I wonder if B6, even the synthetic form, crosses the placenta.
It does, because it has to get to the body. It has to get to
so,
the
so,
baby.
So yeah. a baby is basically a stem cell party, and all of these nerves are being created and formed.
Right.
And so just imagine what too much B6 in the blood could do to a fetus.
Right, right. Okay. So that's why you have to be careful within pregnancy. You want to make sure that you're getting the B6 to the growing cells, to the growing muscles. That's important for the baby, but you also at the same time don't want to be taking 100 mg's, okay?
Yeah.
That's too much. That's too much.
Well, the reality is that if most people would stop the stupid fad dieting and just eat well-rounded diets with healthy animal proteins and organic vegetables and a piece of fruit here and there, you wouldn't need to supplement with anything. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana a banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Okay. I'm actually suspicious about B6 toxicity in this population today. And I'll tell you why. Because if you look at how the body starts to react to B6 toxicity, it looks very much like aging, right? You see, older people become frail, innervation into muscles in the back become weak, they start to slouch over. They move slower. It was once thought that this was the result of a natural demyelination of the nervous system. In fact, I did a show about this in 2008 about older people's brains and younger people's brains. The older brains lose volume. It's basically demyelination. And so they can't tap their finger as fast. They can't react as fast. Their gait changes. But these same things happen when you, are undergoing B6 toxicity. And too many, see, the problem with B6 toxicity is this. It's not acute. You don't eat it and go, oh God, I feel horrible. It's a slow, gradual wearing of the nervous system. And the nervous system, you know, I love to use automobile analogies because everybody can relate to them. Everybody drives today. Your car has something called a wiring harness in it. It's the main electrical system in your car. It feeds everything from the cigarette lighter to the engine and everything in between. And if you have ever had a car that had a problem with the wiring harness, it usually happens because it wears against something and the dielectric breaks away and now it starts grounding out and you have these mysterious ghosts in your car. This turn signal doesn't work. The trunk opens up by itself. And the only way to repair it is to remove the entire wiring harness and replace with a brand new one, even though it's just one wire out of 16,000. Well, that's your nervous system. The only problem is we can't just pull your spine out and all the nerves that innervate every single thing in your body and put a new one in. So once the nervous system starts to get this wear and tear, it becomes very hard to diagnose. It looks like aging. You're just getting old. Oh, you're just one of those people who get old faster. But the reality is that reversing it becomes a life and death situation. Believe that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. We're not supposed to be this sick, okay? My grandmother lived until she was 96 years old, and she was healthy until the last year of her life. My paternal grandfather, same thing. My paternal grandmother till she was 90. It is in my mother's generation. So I'm 57, I think.
Okay.
It's in my mother's generation. She died at 59. My father died at 59. That generation who was born in the 40s had something that happened to them. And guess when we started fortifying our breakfast cereals?
Mm-hmm.
In the 40s.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not supposed to be this sick, Carl. I agree with you 100%. We're not supposed to be accumulating and, you know, accumulating B6 and then it's creating so much havoc to us. We shouldn't have all of these scooters that people need to use just to get around the grocery store. And it's not because we are not exercising or staying in. That's a little bit of it, but there's something else happening.
Yeah, there's something's happening that makes us not want to move. I can tell you when I was my sickest, just the past probably 3 months ago, I found myself not wanting to move because I didn't want to be reminded how weak my legs felt all the time.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. It's hard to even go to the mailbox to pick up mail. It's to get your mail. It's these items are, this comes in. It's now your body, the rest of your body is not feeling well too. So it's hard to pinpoint it also, unless you're like yourself who started doing the research on your own and you yourself figured it out. This is not good. These energy drinks are creating problems.
So once somebody, the reality is, this is the God's honest truth. If you eat meat, if you eat liver, if you eat red meat, if you eat chicken, if you eat nuts, if you eat vegetables, if you eat fruit, you shouldn't be supplementing with any B vitamins. You know who needs to supplement B vitamins? Vegans. That's it.
Correct.
Because they're not getting enough. If you are eating meat 2-3 times a week, I mean, I eat a pound of beef a day.
That's a lot. And that's because I was on a high protein diet in 2010. That's what started me down this trip.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's if you've got to moderate your protein that you intake. Okay. So, the protein that you, don't get me wrong. Okay. You need your protein. Okay. No ifs, buts, or ands about it. You need your protein, but you have to look at and be smart about how much B6 you're bringing into your body.
Well, okay? and drinking enough water and moving enough will keep you from getting sick.
Yes.
So why not B12? The same 5-hour energy has 8,333% of the B12 RDA. And on top of that, it's the cyanide bound cyanocobalamin, which we know the liver has a real hard time with.
Right. What we've got on the 5-hour energy, well, the first thing is that that coffee is not anything more significant than a Starbucks. People aren't going to the emergency room and dying because they drank a Starbucks. Okay. With the 5-hour energy or any of the energy drinks, we had a report that showed people having serious heart issues and dying after drinking energy drinks.
Wow.
So that's there. And the report itself, the link is no longer active. I'm going to search my research to see if I printed out that report because there was pages and pages of pages of sick people and people dying after drinking energy drinks. So it's not the caffeine. It's not the caffeine. It's not the B12. It's the B6. And why is it not the B12? Because even though in that 5-hour energy you see 6,333%, B12 is not absorbed that well. Okay, so of that 6,333%, you may only absorb 1% of that. Whereas B6.
But wait a minute. So these assumptions are being made because of something called intrinsic factor, which we are finding across the population a high degree of variability in all B vitamin absorption.
Right.
So this leads back to my question earlier.
Right.
I'm a huge proponent of evolutionary indicators because millions of years of selection pressure trumps any type of cultural things we would like to see in our population that have happened over the past 100 years. So, what if there are people that are better at absorbing B vitamins in general, 12 and 6 and some others, and also better at sparing, which would have been an evolutionary gift during famine. And chances are the fact that you and I are talking right now, Beth, means that someone in our ancestry over millions of years suffered famine. And the fact that we're here shows that they survived because of the benefits of that selection pressure. What if some people absorb more and excrete less because that's a good thing for the human condition, but not in today's let's put B vitamins in everything world? What about them?
Okay. So when if you're absorbing more B12, that's not a bad thing. Okay, so because of the fact it's not toxic. So it can...
Wait a minute, but I've heard it is. I've read a study that said that, similar to B6, that low 12 B12 and high B12 both cause nervous system issues.
Okay. I don't have that study.
Okay.
So we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
We don't see that within the group itself. We do have people who have been supplementing that have come in with high B6 as well as high B12. But once they remove the supplement, do the simple basics within the group, within the pinned post, that B12 comes down. Okay. That B6 comes down. So if this was about lack of absorption or too much absorption, then just a simple removing the supplement and bringing and doing the basics of hydrating wouldn't touch those B6 numbers if they're not absorbing. Okay.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Yes. No, I am.
Okay.
So the B12 is not that big of a deal, and that's good to know. At least we don't have to worry about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But the B6 is really the one that has been associated with toxic levels in other research literature as well.
Absolutely. We've got with B6 itself, it is known, although doctors are not, you know, don't know all of this. It is known, the research itself, at 1 gram that you do have, 1 gram or more, you start having the toxicity issues. That is in the research. That is with mice. That is with poor dogs. That is in the research. We do have also in the research the Dalton and Dalton study. And Dalton and Dalton basically took members who in their PMS clinic, and those that were all taking B6, divide them up and members who had toxicity, and a group that had toxicity, and a group that did not have toxicity. These were, of this research group, these were people who were using lower amounts of vitamin B6,
yeah,
as low as 25 mg.
Yes, and see, this is another thing. I suspect, you know, we just talked about this during the first half hour of today's show. You know, the FDA, the USDA, all these organizations that put these blanket statements out, like a 2,000 calorie a day diet, or this is the RDA. You know, the reality is, your personal threshold and tolerance could be vastly different than what the government promotes as being the safe upper limits. Some people could start having reactions at 40 milligrams a day. That's one friggin' 5-hour energy. That's all that is.
And the European Commission has a safe upper limit of 25 mg, whereas U.S. has a safe upper limit of 100 mg.
Damn, is that right?
Here?
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. What's the difference here? Is that the European Commission is more in tune with what's happening with the toxicity. Okay. So, the actual commission really wanted to recommend it just 10 mg per day, but it did get pushed up to the 25. So, we're not supposed to be taking this much B6. We're getting plenty in our diet.
Yeah. I agree with you there. I completely agree with you. I want to take a quick commercial break, and I know that you want to cover B6 myths.
Right, correct.
And then I want to also cover reversing neuropathy, because we have a couple people on your Facebook page right now asking me what my credentials are and why would I say something so outlandish. So I want to address that here real quick, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Suffer from abdominal bloating? Relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil. Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax.
Wax. Wait, so this is really an interesting discussion because it's something that nobody is talking about, and it's not that that makes it interesting. Excuse me. What makes it most interesting is the fact that no one is talking about it. There are lots of people that are suffering from side effects from their overconsumption of B6. They're not putting two together. Doctors are not asking the right questions. And it's up to you to figure this out yourself. And it's very easy to solve. It could take some years. It could take time that you don't want to wait. But what's the alternative? Taking a drug that makes you not notice it anymore, but you're still broken? Of course not. So Beth has done a lot of hard work here, and I commend her for doing this, because this is not easy when you have people asking you, well, what are your credentials? You know, how do you know this stuff? What makes you able to know this and doctors don't? I'm sure you get that all the time. So
yes.
What are the myths? What are the myths about B6 that people should be aware of?
The myths itself, number one, B6 deficiency is common. That is wrong. B6 deficiency is not common because, as we've discussed, we get a lot of B6 within our everyday meals, okay? So, but we have the research actually that proves this too. If your readers would Google London Hospital study B6 toxicity, you will see that of the 269 patients that were measured for vitamin B6, only 2% of the study, 4 patients, were deficient. Whereas 38% of the study, which were 103 patients, were toxic. Now, this is the funny part of the study. That study, they were specifically looking for patients that had B6 deficiency symptoms and illnesses. So they were looking for people who should have deficiency, putting them in the study, and they didn't find deficiency. They found toxicity, right? Myth number two, B6 toxicity is only possible in 6 grams of the vitamin. That's wrong. We've already figured that out. You can get toxic on fortified cereal. You can get toxic on a high-protein diet. Myth number three, B6 toxicity symptoms are the same as B6 deficiency symptoms. We figured that out. That is wrong, too. Once you actually get into the research itself, the signs of B6 deficiency are it's a form of anemia, convulsive seizures, and an abnormal EEG. We don't have that, okay? Our group doesn't have that.
Right.
You saw the list of symptoms that we had before, okay? Myth number four, you're toxic because you aren't absorbing it. Hello, it's in your blood, okay?
That's just silly.
that comes from alternative. So it's, you know, we've done our best to keep alternative medicine off of our research page, okay? Myth number five, you're toxic because you're not converting it or metabolizing the pyridoxine that you're taking, which is the B6 that you have in a pill and usually in most of your food. Well, that's also wrong, too, because we know that within the London Hospital study of the 269 patients, 100% had the active version of B6, which is called P5P or PLP. So we're getting the active version of B6 because we know, on top of that, most of your blood sites, LabCorp, Quest, are measuring at the active version, P5P, okay? And that's my last myth. So there's other things that we have debunked along the way, but we basically spent the time to make sure that alternative version of B6 toxicity was not our version, because we looked for the real research and we looked for the real reasons versus chasing myths that weren't there.
You know, I deduced this on my own, just looking at the B6 fortified products I was using, and yeah. I eat a lot of food. I'm very, very active. I train hard in the gym. I'm not your average 60-year-old. And so I consume a lot of food every single day. I eat a lot of animal protein. And when I started to look at the B6 in the beef and the chicken and the salmon,
right,
and the handfuls of nuts that I eat randomly, in the fruit that I eat, in the vegetables that I eat, and then you know, a whopping 40 milligrams in one single 5-hour energy. And, you know, Red Bull is guilty of it. Starbucks' new energy drink. The reality is, folks, B6 does nothing for energy unless you're deficient. And no one's deficient. And that's when I thought, you know what the problem is? We don't have a B6 deficiency problem in America. We have a B6 overload problem because they put it in everything.
That's it.
And
correct.
It's already in everything else naturally.
Right. Correct. And you're putting a known neurotoxin into everything. Okay. So, yes, it is a toxicity problem, not a deficiency problem. And as we're peeling the layers off of the onion, we see more and more of the reasons why we get toxic. Okay. So as you investigate and I investigate and others are looking at it, we understand the reason. Our goal is to educate the public.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to close the show and talk about this. And I'm actually going to do a show specifically about this because it deserves attention, because a large number of people in the population suffer from neuropathies.
Right.
I've been saying on my show for the past couple of years, people who listen to the show know that I don't believe that diabetic neuropathy is a result of high blood sugar. I believe it's either leaky gut or some other nutritional neuropathy that also is happening to diabetics, because they all have messed up guts. And it could be B6 toxicity. No one is testing, so no one really knows for sure. We just go, oh, diabetic neuropathy, here's a drug. But I want to talk about, so I kind of alluded to this in the beginning of the show. So There are two different types of neuropathic issues that are diagnosed the same. And one is hyperalgesia, which is an overstimulation of the nerves. And that happens for a period of time until it becomes so dramatic that you just get numb. So you have the same paresthesia, pins and needles, tingling, hot feeling, cold feeling, and then all of a sudden it just gets numb. That can happen from hyperalgesia, or it can happen from demyelination.
Okay.
The myelin sheath is the fat that insulates the nerve.
Right.
Just like a wire has a protective coating that keeps the other wires next to it from jumping across and sharing electrical voltage, the nerves do that too, and it's a fat, and it's called myelin. And when the myelin wears away, now instead of the tip of the nerve at the tip of your toe that's supposed to sense where your toe is, further up in your ankle is where it's getting a sensation. And so now you have multiple points feeding that nerve, and it starts to become tingling. Then eventually it can become pain, because then eventually the raw nerve itself is being touched by the tissue around it. And so neuropathy is a big word, or a word that covers a large area of different types of pathologies.
Right.
All of them can be reversed. So I want to answer Shelley Stewart from your Facebook page. She rightfully so is saying, well, what are your credentials? Like, you're making some broad claims here. So let me first tell you that I completely cured neuropathy in my father's feet and hands. And I told you the story earlier that he had developed these, the glove feelings and stuff like that. So back in 2001, a company filed a patent called Anodyne Research. And Anodyne Research discovered that when you used 880 to 890 nanometer LEDs, these are near infrared, so that you really can't see them. When you use that wavelength of light, it liberates nitric oxide from hemoglobin. It speeds wound healing. But more importantly, it was FDA approved for the treatment and reversal of neuropathies. It works. It actually works. If your doctor, if you have a neuropathy, and your doctor hasn't said to you, we need to find a clinic that has an Anodyne machine and get you in there for some treatments because we can reverse this in the next year, then your doctor probably isn't aware of it. And so you're not aware of it. So number one, nitric oxide is a powerful building block to remyelination of the brain and of nerves in general, peripheral nervous system as well. So anything that increases nitric oxide production. So here's some fan favorites, right? L-arginine, L-citrulline. These are amino acids that immediately raise nitric oxide levels in the entire body. But there's a new class of drugs that's being used to treat other types of neurological disorders, including multiple sclerosis. And you're going to be shocked when I tell you what they are. Viagra and that group of drugs, they're called PDE5 inhibitors, phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors. And this is neuronal, this is NNOS, neuronal nitric oxide. So the nerves produce a special type of nitric oxide from amino acid building blocks like L-citrulline and so on. And it's specifically used to repair nerves. And interestingly enough, Cialis, Viagra, these drugs produce NNOS, neuronal nitric oxide. So now there's a growing repurposing, and there is research being done right now in neuropathies using very low doses, 5 to 10 milligrams, so they don't have any real effect on erectile dysfunction. But what they do is they increase nitric oxide at the nerves where it's needed to repair. So also, okay, certain fats in the diet, especially omega-3s, have been shown to help quickly reverse demyelination. And certain peptides, BPC-157, thymosin beta-4, growth hormone, and growth hormone secretagogues have all been shown clinically to completely reverse neuropathies. But all of these only work, if the initial insult that is causing either the hyperalgesia or the demyelination is identified and removed. So if you are, if you have a nutritional neuropathy from a vitamin deficiency and you start using light therapies and injectable peptides and you start taking small amounts of Cialis and you start doing all these things, it's not going to get better. It's not going to progress, but it's not going to get better. You must identify and remove the insult first in order for it to reverse. Otherwise, all you're going to do is check it at that degree of degradation and hold it there maybe for the rest of your life. It's not going to get better. So when I say neuropathy is capable of being reversed, there are clinics doing it. I'm not claiming to be some shaman who, oh, well, I know and you don't. No, there's clinics doing it, and you should be looking for those clinics for sure. But you must identify, and in the case of B6 toxicity, getting intramuscular B6 levels down low enough where they are not causing havoc with the nerves, and then apply these types of therapies.
Now, let me add two things, okay? Small fibers do not have omega-3s.
Say that again. Say you broke up. Small fibers don't have what?
And small fibers do not have your protective coating of the myelin sheath.
Interesting.
Okay? So small fibers, again, 90% of the peripheral nervous system do not have coverage. Okay? The second thing is that B6 is unstable in heat. So when you have that well-done steak, it's better for you than that medium-rare steak.
Interesting.
So B6 is unstable in heat. Now, we don't have enough research on that for me to go off on a tangent on it, but we know that it's unstable in heat. So that might be where the light therapy comes in. It might. We've had some people who have had not saunas, but the infrared saunas that have helped them, okay? So we're a little bit different than the large fibers.
But you know what you just did, Beth?
What?
So I just said that there are two types of neuropathologies, and one is demyelination and one is hyperalgesia. And you basically said, well, one of those doesn't happen in this situation. So what we are talking about, and this makes sense. The oversaturation of B6 is causing hyperstimulation of the nerve endings that are not protected. So this is a case of hyperalgesia. So reducing intramuscular B6. By the way, I sit in a hot sauna every single day after I train. I'm getting better really fast. I got to be honest. I'm gonna share something with you.
Okay.
A couple years ago, when I was 55, so not a couple years ago, I squatted 700 pounds. Okay. I regularly leg press 1,000 pounds, and I'm a really strong guy, and I cherish my strength. And about February of this year, I started thinking to myself, you know, I don't know why this came to me. This is going to be bizarre, but I saw George Bush Senior on TV in the wheelchair, and I thought, you know, that might be me someday. I may be that guy that I just have to be relegated to a wheelchair because something's going on with my legs. This isn't like running down the stairs. I had to think about it. Going into the gym and training, I had to think about it. I had this developing spasticity that I the allostatic load of thinking about my legs moving all of a sudden became front and center. I'm telling you right now that just going back to my normal lifestyle, but getting B6 out of my diet I mean, yeah. I mean added B6. I'm still eating beef and stuff like that, but I'm back to drinking a gallon of water a day, which I used to do religiously.
Right.
I ran this morning. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm not saying everybody's going to get better this fast, but all I can tell you is that for me,
there's something here.
Just for me,
yeah.
There's something mm-hmm. there. Just for me, there's mm-hmm. something there. Yes.
You wouldn't have me on the phone if there wasn't something here, okay? This is absolutely, I can walk through a grocery store, I can walk through a Walmart, and I can see people who are sick that shouldn't be sick, okay? In our group alone, the healthiest of the healthiest are the sickest of the sickest.
Okay? Right.
Those who should not be sick, those who have been following the religious diet and, you know, who have taken away all packaged foods and are coming sick.
Right.
My sister suffers the same thing. My uncle died from it. Okay.
Really?
So it,
was he
yes,
misdiagnosed yes. as something else? Because I think my sister, I'll tell you something. Go ahead. Tell me, was your uncle misdiagnosed?
My uncle is listened to his chiropractor that kept giving him 50 milligrams of B6 and then forward and then up to 100. Okay. So after his jaw disintegrated because of the fact that his bones were just crumbling, he knew something was going on with his vagus nerve. And he knew something was going on. And I tried saying, look, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. He read my blog. He went through it. But eventually what ended up happening is that his chiropractor got to him. And he just kept taking it. Okay.
So I think there's genetic predispositions to lower thresholds of tolerable B6. I want to get that out there now because,
okay.
you know, that's the whole, we're all unique. My sister Valerie was an advanced spinning class leader.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't take her spinning class unless you had been spinning for a decade and there was no rest. There were no breaks when you took her class.
Yeah.
She
right.
she called me around 2002 and said she noticed like what I would call burning in the muscles, like lactic acid buildup, like after running a long mm-hmm. distance that she never noticed before, and it was only in her right leg.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I noticed my right leg feels weak.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think anything of it. I said, you know, because she was 9 years older than me, so I'm going to be 60, so she would have been 69. She passed away a few years ago. So she said that she was going to go to the doctor. She went to the doctor. If you can believe what I'm about to say next, it's the God's honest truth. And he told her she had Parkinson's disease. She had no tremor. He asked her, are you depressed? She goes, well, you know, I work hard. I'm a real estate agent. You know what that's like, Beth, putting flyers out on doorknobs, looking for new listings, fighting with agents who want to do the wrong thing. You know, she did that. Then she went and she taught spinning classes in the evening. She had two beautiful girls that she raised. My sister, I'm 6'1 and 225 pounds. My sister was 5 foot and 98 pounds. Okay.
Wow.
You wouldn't even believe we came from the same family, but she was like an aunt. She was so strong and she worked so hard. And, you know, and so he tells her she has Parkinson's disease and she believes him.
Yeah.
And her only symptoms was weakness in the right leg and she was depressed. He says, well, sometimes the only symptom of Parkinson's is depression. I'm thinking to myself, are these doctors serious? They put her on drugs that actually gave her tremor.
Right.
And the rest of it was downhill. I look back at her and wonder to myself, I know she was supplementing. She was into the health food kick back then. She was eating right. You know, I wonder now if we have a genetic predisposition. In fact, I just sent my 23andMe away this morning. I wonder now if we have a genetic predisposition to a lower threshold of tolerable B6, and that's all she was suffering from back then.
Okay. We did dismiss MTHFR in our group as the cause for B6 toxicity. And how we dismissed it is we basically had a poll, and there's just as many people who don't have the MTHFR gene as people that have it. Okay. So the genetic disposition itself, go look for it for yourself, for your own health's sake. But the group dismissed it. Okay.
Right.
The, you touched on something and I didn't write it down. Okay, my mind went blank.
She was a real estate agent. She worked so hard. She taught spinning classes.
Okay, so you said that she was taking a lot of B6 itself.
No. I don't know. I'm saying she could have been supplementing a lot. She had a cabinet full of supplements, just like me. We both believed in that back then. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So, I mean, that would be the answer to figure out is whether or not she was actually supplementing.
Oh, I know she was, because when she was I know she was, and I'll tell you why I know she was supplementing with B6, because when they put her on Sinemet, which is the levodopa carbidopa combination. The doctor told her she'd have to stop taking her B complex because it competes with the Sinemet. So I know she was taking B vitamins back then, and she took lots of supplements. You know, when she lived in Phoenix, I would go visit her, and we would go to Higher Health or High Health in Tempe, and she would walk out of there with $60 worth of product all the time. So I know that she was supplementing, sure.
Okay, go see if any of the medications that she was put on have a side effect of dehydration. So that might have been her dehydrating event, which then turned around and created more problems with the actual B6 or what she was eating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay? I see too much of it, even within our Facebook group, not just our Facebook group, but within the life itself. As you said, I'm a busy realtor, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can walk out and I can probably 1 in 3 clients I look at and I think to myself, you have symptoms here. Air hungry. Listen for somebody who's air hungry. If they're, when they're doing an interview, that's a good sign that they have something going on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Looking at your, looking at your picture when I was looking at your picture, look at your bags underneath your eyes.
Yes.
Okay. You're not getting enough sleep. Okay. So, or you weren't getting enough sleep. So
I wasn't. I just had 4 nights in a row of miraculous sleep. I can't believe it. It's just amazing to me. Miraculous sleep for 4 nights in a row. And again, I just feel like it's the, reduction in B6 overload in my body because of the things that I'm doing right now.
Right. There you go. So it's as you heal, I'd like to hear more and more about your healing, And yes, I'd like you to get I would love to see some of our researchers on your show. And I would love to hear broadcast about the researchers, the ones that are important.
Yes.
You did touch on B6 and diabetes. Okay. We do have a blurb in one of the research in one of Colburn's article that quotes Calizot, Callizot, and he says, and that was in 2001, and the wording from Colburn is, pyridoxine, which is B6, intoxication has been recommended as a model for diabetic sensory neuropathy. Okay?
Interesting.
So I haven't followed that line of thinking yet, but I just want to let you know that that's out there too.
Yeah, maybe I need to look into that and see about getting the good professor on the show. We've come to the end of this one, but we will have you back, I promise you, because this is just scratching the surface, and I want to hear from my audience. I want to hear from people. Do you have any mysterious ghosts in your body that seem to pop up out of nowhere?
I still have ghosts, yes, because I suffered a dehydrating event in October. I had brain surgery. I had a pituitary tumor removed and was given 100 milligrams of steroids every 6 hours without realizing I was getting it. Okay.
Right.
So I have right now I'm back at 80% versus my 90% that I was 90 to 95%.
Right.
But where I have is I'm still building muscle strength. My eyes are dry and I've got some urinary weakness, but that's it compared to you heard the list of symptoms that
right.
I had.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So mine are minor compared, and I do a very good real estate business. So, it's not a matter of I'm sick and I can't function anymore. I'm functioning very well.
Right. Okay? Right.
Okay. Now, we've had 2, 3, 4 people who are 2 years out that they can say I'm 100%. Okay. We've had people who were curled up on their couch thinking suicide. They were in so much pain that came and joined our group and followed the protocol in our group. And within 6 months, they were able to hike a mountain. Okay.
Right.
So now it's not going to take 6 months because we are on RDA B6 diet. It's going to take longer now. But the fact that we do have people curing all the time.
It's exciting. Okay? And I predict that I will recover and I will drive the symptom that I feel in my legs down to my ankles this year. I'm because you have to understand something about me. I'm using much more aggressive protocols. I'm using growth hormone. I'm using thymosin beta 4. I'm using BPC 157 every single day. I use oxytocin. I mean, I use a variety of peptides that most people consider the dark side, but I understand them because we've talked about them for a decade on this show, and I've been using them for that long. So, and in fact, I would tell you that I have probably undergone scary B6 toxicity because on top, I've been taking... You know what a B100 capsule is, right?
Right.
I've been taking two of those every single day on top of the 5-hour energy, on top of the food that has B in it, on top of other supplements that have... I just stopped using one of my sleep aids because it's got 6 milligrams of B6 in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Which we have...
I mean, my point is, I'm sure that if I didn't live the life that I live and do the things that I do, I'd be crippled right now.
You'd be in a wheelchair. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
You know, Carl, we haven't actually discussed what the RDA is for most adults on B6.
What is it?
For most adults, it's 1.3 milligrams.
Yeah.
For men over 59, I think it's 59, maybe 55.
Five.
It's 1.6 milligrams.
No kidding.
Okay? So that's all you need. So when I talk about an RDA B6 diet, all you need is 1.3 milligrams for most adults.
Wow. And then a 5-hour energy has 40 friggin' milligrams. This is reckless. It's terrible and it's reckless. And you know something else? You know, I'm just thinking about this and I want to repeat this again. B6 doesn't contribute anything to energy unless you're deficient. And no one is deficient unless you're starving to death. No one's deficient.
Yeah.
It's not doing anything. They just put it in there to make you think you're getting something special. And what they're really doing is they're destroying your nervous system.
Correct. Exactly. Correct.
All right, Beth, we will have you back on. This is just the beginning. Thank you very much for all the work that you and your Facebook members have done in getting this out. And I will work hard to make sure that more and more people learn about this.
Wonderful, Carl. We'll work together to get this out.
Thank you. And you will have a website next time you're on the show, right? So that we can send people to.
Finish my pin post on the website. Remember, busy realtor.
Yes, I know. Okay, talk to you soon, Beth. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Right, and that's it. I have nothing else to report. Tomorrow's Thursday. We do have a show tomorrow. We're off the air Friday. And I may do a show Friday. I may see if Adele Musa can come on Friday and talk about this new study that's trying to claim that high protein intake is associated with heart failure. It's a very biased study. Very, very biased, but I'd rather have him say it because he's a genius and I'm not. All right, that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.